Shalom, everybody! In Parshas Ki Tavo, we hear about the mitzvah of Vidui Maaser. At the end of the third and sixth years of the Shemitah cycle, every farmer must go to Yerushalayim and declare in a public fashion that he or she has done everything they were obligated to do regarding Trumos U'Maasros. They distributed everything they were supposed to distribute to Kohanim, to Levi'im, to poor people. All of their Trumos and all of their Maasros have been given out properly. And again, this public declaration is called Vidui Maaser, and it's found in Perek Chafvav, Psukim Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. You must say that you've removed all of the trumos and maasros from your home, and then you say, Lo avarti mi mitzvosecha velo shachachti. I have not transgressed your mitzvos, and I have not forgotten. However, we have to ask an obvious question. Why is this called vidui maaser? Vidui means confession. It's part of tshuva, where we say what we did wrong. We admit that we've made mistakes, that we've not lived up to the potential that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us and expected of us. That's what we call vidui. It's daily, or it could be daily. It's done privately, and it's about what we've done wrong. Yet vidui maaser in our parsha is none of that. It's not daily. It's only twice in 7 years. It's also public. It's not private. And it's what we've done correctly, not what we've done incorrectly. So why is this whole process in our parsha called Vidui Maaser? This question is asked by Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, who died in 1935, and Rav Cook gives the following beautiful explanation in his Sefer Ein Ayah. It's in the second volume of Maseches Brachos, in the back, in a section on Maaser Sheni, in Seif Tes Vav. Says Rav Cook, part of our Avodas Hashem is certainly and constantly looking inward, constantly being self-critical. We regularly look back on our day, on our week, on our year, and we say, how could I have done things better? How could I have made that mistake? How could I make things better the next time? These are all important and critical things to do in any relationship, especially in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, says Rav Cook, we must be very, very careful not to be too self-critical. We must be careful not to only look at the things we've done wrong. Part of the process of looking inward and trying to improve, that's part of the vidui process. Yes, part of that process is also to celebrate the things we've done right in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't do that too often, or else we're going to be lulled into a false sense of accomplishment, and we're never going to try to improve. But we can do that, and we must do that every once in a while. And that, says Rav Cook, is vidui maaser. Lo avarti mi mitzvosecha velo shachachti. And why does this happen specifically with trumos and maasros? Says Rav Cook that taking off Trumos U'Maasros incorporates every aspect of our Avodas Hashem. First of all, we have Mitzvos Aseh. That's taking off the Trumos U'Maasros. And we have Mitzvos Los Aseh. There's an Isser to eat food when Trumos U'Maasros have not been removed. And also these Mitzvos include Mitzvos Benanam LaMakom, Mitzvos between us and God. For example, Truma has to be treated with Kedusha in very specific ways. That is Benanam LaMakom. But there's also an aspect of Mitzvos Benanam LaChavero, when we look out and we take care of Kohanim and Levi'im and poor people. And so, says Rav Cook, Trumos U'Maasros are perfect for us once in a while to declare vidui maaser. It's important, of course, to see what we've done wrong. That happens regularly. But we also, as part of our Avodas Hashem, must, every once in a while, be happy and celebrate what we have done correctly. And nowadays, with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur quickly approaching, it is easy to be depressed, God forbid, about all of the mistakes we've made in our lives this past year. It's important, no question, to look back on the mistakes. But it's also important, it's critical to keep in mind that all is not lost, God forbid. I've made mistakes, yes, and I must correct them, but I am not all bad, God forbid. While I must be honest about what I've done wrong, I can and must also rejoice in what I have done correctly. Have an amazing day, everyone.